This podcast is for adults only. It contains themes of a sexual nature that aren't suited for younger listeners. If you're below the age of consent in your area, your parents should have stopped you from downloading this podcast. It's not erotica. It's Art Erotica. Arterotica.com. Hi, and welcome to the fifth episode of my podcast. I've had some big life changes lately, which I'm not going to bore you with. So this episode is going to be short and hopefully sweet. At the moment, in between trying to finish the last few chapters of my Blank Shan story, The Unwritten Rules, I'm also trying to write endings for some of my older stories. I just finished writing an ending for the Amy story, which I've retitled Goddess Amy and just put up on Amazon. The ending has suggested some interesting new possibilities for innocent little Harry that I hadn't originally thought of, so I may get back to that at some point. I'm also working on a new ending to Slave to My Girlfriend's Cunt, which will also have to be retitled for Amazon for, obvious reasons. Most of my stuff is pretty light, but I occasionally get in the mood for something a bit more crude and raunchy. Although, to be honest, compared to some of the stuff that's out there on the net, my raunchiest story is still kind of tame. I'm not really into any of the more edgier fetishes, like scat or blood play. All my characters consent to what they're doing and enjoy their kinks. To me, tears or unhappiness is a total turnoff. This story is really just a femdom tale, with a pretty heavy emphasis on anal and strap-on play. The male character is also more of a slave than the submissive I usually write. I guess you could say it's the slightly darker side of my fantasies. Oh, and I also want to get back to Kathy and Colleen. That was a great story that I just kind of ran out of steam on. That one needs an ending to it for sure. I may, at some point, write a second story about Kathy at work, but I can't even begin to tell you when that might happen. I love the nude in public and exhibitionist stories, but there just doesn't seem to be as much interest in them as in femdom or clothed female, nude male. I'd love to know who's out there reading and listening to me, because if I know what you want, you're more likely to get it from me. Do you want more femdom? More clothed female, nude male? Is anyone into the nude in public stuff? I've gotten some really nice compliments on The Unwritten Rules, which I appreciate more than I can even begin to say. But I need to hear more from you good people, so give me a little feedback. All the comment forms on my website are totally anonymous, so all I know about you is what you tell me. You can also email me at arterotica@gmail.com. That's arterotica@gmail.com. The story I'm going to read for you this month is also in need of an ending. There's 8 chapters to the story so far, and it's one of my favorite nude in public themes. The shy exhibitionist that gets turned on by being exposed despite themselves. And I'm going to read you the first chapter right now. Brenda, an exhibitionist is born. Chapter 1. It started out a night like any other. Brenda was hanging out in the living room, watching TV and talking with her two new friends, Sandy and Tina. The three shared a small house just outside of the college they all went to. Brenda was a freshman, and Sandy and Tina were sophomores. Not only did Brenda like the slightly older girls, but she looked up to them and was thankful that she had two such good friends who'd take her under their wing. Brenda had lived all her life in a small town and had been terrified of what the big, strange city would be like. It was nights like this, just a few girlfriends hanging out, talking, that made her feel at home. The three girls hung out like this dozens of times before, but Brenda's life changed when Tina suddenly said, "Damn, I have to shave my legs again." "Tina, do you shave everything?" Sandy asked. "Yeah," she said with a smile. "Tom really likes it, and I love the attention it gets me down there." "What are you talking about?" Brenda asked with a confused expression. Sandy and Tina both looked at her like she was stupid. "You know, shaving your pussy," Sandy said. "Guys really go crazy over it," Tina admitted. "You really do that?" Brenda asked timidly. When both girls admitted that they did, Brenda said, "Well, I tried it once, but I got all those ugly red bumps. Besides, no one notices me anyway, so what's the difference?" "Aw, Brenda, you just have to put yourself out there more, and Sandy and I can help you with those bumps." "You think so?" Brenda asked, hopefully. Sure, we're all pros at shaving, Sandy said with a wave of her hand. Hmm, Tina said, thinking. Maybe she shouldn't use a razor, Sandy. I've got this new lotion that's great for sensitive skin. What do you mean? Like Nair or something? Sandy asked. Yeah, something like it, only better. Sounds good. Want to try it, Bren? Sandy asked. Sure, I guess so. How does it work? You'd better let Sandy and I help you, Bren. Oh, I couldn't. I'd be way too embarrassed, Brenda said, feeling her heart beat in her chest. Don't be silly, Bren. It's just us girls. It's not like we haven't seen it before, Tina said as she got up and went to the bathroom. A minute later, she came back with a handful of stuff. She threw a towel over the couch and said, Take your jeans off and lay down on the towel, Bren. I don't know. Come on, Bren. I'll help you, Sandy said as Tina read the back of the lotion bottle. Sandy helped Brenda stand up and then unbuttoned her jeans. Brenda stepped out of her sneakers and then nervously pushed her jeans down. Once they were to the floor, Sandy took them and tossed them across the room. When she stood back up, Sandy saw that Brenda's t-shirt was long and baggy. It reached down almost to her knees. Bren, how can you wear such baggy stuff all the time? We'd better take that shirt off too, or it'll get ruined, Sandy said with a sigh. Not giving her time to react, Sandy grabbed the shirt by the bottom and pulled it over Brenda's head. Once it was off, she tossed it away by her pants. When she turned back to Brenda, she just stared at her open-mouthed. What's wrong, Sandy? Brenda asked nervously. Nothing. Tina, look at Brenda, Sandy said, stunned. Tina looked up at Brenda as if she had seen her for the first time. Brenda, let your hair down and take off those glasses. Okay, Brenda said, worried. When she undid the ponytail, long ringlets of beautiful, silky, dark brown hair spilled out over Brenda's shoulders. Bren, you're gorgeous. Why do you hide behind those geeky glasses and all that baggy clothing? Sandy asked with a confused look on her face. Well, Bren said, I need the glasses to see, and it's just the way I've always dressed, I guess. Brenda hesitated and then asked, Do you really think I'm pretty? Pretty? Sandy asked in disbelief. Come with me. Sandy led Brenda into her room, with Tina following close behind. They walked up to a full-length mirror. Sandy stood her up in front of it and said, Brenda, take a look at yourself. There isn't a girl in the world who wouldn't kill for a body like that. And your tits? As if on cue, Tina unhooked Brenda's bra and slipped it off her. Brenda, your tits are perfect. What are you, a C-cup? Tina asked. Kind of a large C, I guess. You really think they're nice? Brenda asked as her nipples hardened up. Are you kidding me? Tina asked in disbelief. Now, let's see what we have down here. Tina quickly grabbed Brenda's panties and pulled them down. Once around her knees, they just fell to the floor. Sandy picked them up and tossed them across the room. Okay, I feel better now. Here's where you need a little work, Sandy said. Yeah, Brenda, it's time to trim back that jungle, Tina said, reaching around Brenda to fluff some of her pubic hair. The two girls led Brenda back to the towel in a trance. Tina picked up the bottle of lotion again and said, Sit on the towel and spread your legs, Brenda. As she sat down on the towel, Brenda looked up at her two clothed friends and realized how naked and exposed she was about to be. She had never done anything like this before, and while it embarrassed her, it also made her heart beat faster and her pussy a little damp. So, trying not to think about what she was doing, Brenda laid back, closed her eyes, and quickly spread her legs open. She could feel the cool air of the room on her moist pussy and hoped her friends wouldn't notice how turned on she was getting. In a second or two, she felt something touch her and couldn't resist the urge to open her eyes to see what was going on. Tina was kneeling between Brenda's legs, with her face inches from her pussy, rubbing the lotion on with her hand. Brenda had never let another girl touch her like this, and she bit her lip to keep from squirming. After a minute or two, Tina peeked up from between her legs and said, Okay now, according to the bottle, we have to leave it on for 10 minutes, and then just wash it off. Sit still, and don't move, Brenda. She has to shower this stuff off, right? You'd better do the other end, too, Sandy suggested. Maybe you're right. Brenda, put your feet up on the edge of the couch, Tina said. In a daze, Brenda did as she was asked, her heart pounding like a jackhammer. I guess you're going to have to hold your cheeks apart. I can't quite get in there. Brenda's eyes got wide as saucers as she looked at Sandy in disbelief. Oh, come on, honey. It's no big deal. You've gone this far and it hasn't killed you. Besides, it's all in the name of beauty, Sandy said, trying to be helpful. Brenda just stared at her. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll show you mine, then you show us yours, Sandy said as she stood up, turned around, dropped her pants, bent over, and spread her ass cheeks. Brenda looked up at her friend's asshole in a complete daze. She couldn't believe what was happening. Here she was, sitting stark naked on the couch, in the middle of the living room, with her legs spread wide open, looking up into another woman's spread open butt. She was embarrassed, nervous, but more turned on than she had ever been. Brenda thought both of her roommates were pretty, but she didn't know how she was ever going to look Sandy in the eye again. After giving Brenda a nice long look, Sandy pulled up her pants, turned around, and said, "Okay, Bren, your turn." Brenda reached around herself and grabbed a cheek in each hand. Then she slowly pulled them open. Once she did, Tina quickly went to work. Now Brenda felt Tina's fingers all over her asshole. No one had ever touched her back there before. The feeling of Tina's fingers all over and around her soft, exposed asshole were amazing. She bit her lip again to try and keep from moaning. Both Sandy and Tina couldn't help but notice how excited this was getting her. When she was completely coated with the lotion from front to back, Tina stood up and said, "There, now nothing to do but wait, and you can't move, Brenda. Stay just like that until it's time to wash this stuff off." Brenda looked up at Tina with timid eyes and said, "Okay." Brenda sat there on the couch for a few minutes. Every now and then, Tina or Sandy would walk by and inspect her spread-open crotch to see how things were going. Brenda was so turned on by now she was practically panting. She was also really embarrassed. It was like she was two people, one who got so turned on by being exposed, and another that was totally ashamed of it. Somehow, one side worked off the other, only to turn her on more. A minute or two later, Brenda heard Tina say, "Put it in the living room, on the coffee table." Brenda didn't have time to wonder who she was talking to, or what it meant, because a minute later, she saw a guy walk in with a pizza box. "Holy shit," he said as he set the box down on the coffee table, which was a few feet directly in front of Brenda. Brenda looked at him and gasped. She wished she could blush, because at least then he would know how embarrassed she was. But for some reason, Brenda never blushed. No matter how embarrassed she got, she never blushed. She couldn't get more embarrassed than she was right now, though. Here she was, laying on the couch, stark naked, with her legs spread and her feet up. This strange guy could see every inch of her, and Brenda couldn't make herself move. "Sorry about this, Bren, but we knew you'd never believe us, so we needed a male opinion," Sandy said. "So what do you think of our naked friend here?" Tina asked the delivery guy. The sound of Tina's voice broke the pizza guy out of his dumbfounded stare, and he said, "She's gorgeous. You can't touch, but you can look. Would you like to keep looking at her?" Sandy asked. "Are you kidding? I'd leave my eyes here if I could." Sandy and Tina laughed at the pizza guy, and then Tina said, "Well, our naked friend here is undergoing a beauty treatment. We're removing her pubic hair. That's what the stuff all over her pussy and asshole is." Oh my God, Brenda thought. Now she's giving him reasons to look at me down there. He took a step closer and leaned down a bit to see better. "Does it hurt?" he asked Brenda. "No, it just feels kind of tingly," Brenda replied shakily. "Well, if it's possible to make you prettier than you already are, it's more than worth it." "Thanks," Brenda said, smiling awkwardly. "I think it's time to wash that stuff off, Bren," Tina said. Brenda thought she would finally get some privacy in the bathroom and then be able to put her clothes back on, but that thought was interrupted quickly. "Oh, God, could I watch?" the delivery guy asked eagerly. Sandy and Tina were looking at each other, and Brenda had an I-don't-know kind of look on her face. "You can have the pizza for free. And here," he said, digging in his pocket, "this is all the money I made in tips tonight. It's yours." Tina took the money from him, counted it, and said, "Wow, the pizza business has been pretty good tonight. There's $100 here." "Well, there's been a few frat parties tonight, and some of it's mine. So how about it?" he asked, looking back at Brenda. "There's no touching, and you have to promise not to tell a soul, okay?" Brenda said, her heart beating faster again at the idea of showering for this strange guy. "I promise, I swear," he said sincerely. "Oh, he won't tell anyone. Because if he does, Tom Brentley, the linebacker on the state football team, will be ordering a pizza, and you'll get knuckles for a tip, Tina said to the delivery guy. The color drained from his face, and then he said, "You don't have to worry. I won't tell anyone. I promise." "Okay, then you can stay," Brenda said. "We're all going in the bathroom, though," Sandy said, warning him, "just in case you get any funny ideas." Tina offered her hand to help Brenda up and said, "You can let go of your cheeks, but walk with your legs as far apart as you can." When she stood up, the delivery guy gasped and said, "Damn, you could be a Playboy model. Easy. Your body is incredible." "Thanks," Brenda said as she walked in a funny spread-legged motion to the bathroom. Once she got into the shower, Tina, Sandy, and the delivery guy stood nearby and watched. Brenda turned on the water and then grabbed the showerhead. It was one of those removable showerheads on a handle that had different settings for the spray. The head was set on pulse massage, but Brenda switched it to a lighter setting. "Bren, you better leave it on pulse. You want a stiff, strong spray to make sure you get all that stuff off," Sandy suggested. Brenda switched the showerhead back to pulse, knowing that as soon as the spray hit her pussy, she was probably going to cum her brains out. The thought excited her as well as embarrassed her. Trying not to think about it, she just aimed the spray at her pussy and watched as it washed all her pubic hair away. She put one leg up on the edge of the tub and then directed the spray under her to wash off her asshole. Brenda was completely unprepared for how good the pulse setting felt as it massaged her most hidden of places. She moved the head around in a circular motion and then aimed it right at the center of her tight little butthole. Now she was moaning openly and didn't care who was watching. All that time on display and all those pent-up sexual feelings came to the surface, and Brenda went crazy. She moved the showerhead up to her clit and began to circle it. Then, while everybody watched, she had the most incredible orgasm of her life. The powerful waves of pleasure ripping through her body were too much for her, and she dropped the showerhead, spraying her audience slightly as it hit the bottom of the tub. And she almost fell over. Luckily for her, the delivery guy was fast on his feet and caught her before she fell. Not knowing, or even in the state of mind to care, where the support came from, she just sagged against him as the final waves of pleasure made her body twitch. Sandy and Tina took the wilting Brenda from the delivery guy and helped her out of the tub. Then Sandy held her while Tina shut off the water and dried Brenda. After that, they dragged her to the couch and sat her down. She just sort of slumped back and lay there. "Is she okay?" the pizza guy asked, concerned. "Bren?" Tina asked. "Oh yeah, I'm fine. It's just that I've never come that hard in my entire life." "Wow," Brenda said, finally coming back to life. It was then that she was aware of her surroundings again. Sandy, Tina, and the delivery guy were all looking down at her, and she was spread out naked on the couch. Her legs were wide open and her arms at her sides. She was completely on display again. As she looked down her naked body, she saw her hairless pussy for the first time. Without even thinking, her hand went down between her legs. It slipped over her hairless pussy and then down to her asshole. Everything felt so smooth and soft, and her pussy lips looked so neat and clean. Her finger came back up and then between her still damp lips. As it did, she said to herself, "Wow, so I guess you like the hairless look after all," Sandy asked with a smile. Brenda casually put her hand back at her side, embarrassed but unable to show it, as she looked up at Sandy and smiled softly and said, "Yeah, I guess I do. I just want to check and see if we got everything. Put your feet up on the edge of the couch again and spread those cheeks," Tina ordered. "Huh? It's okay. I'm clean," Brenda said. "Just one quick look. I want to make sure. Besides, it's not like we haven't seen it all already," Tina said. "Oh, okay," Brenda said as she scooted back on the couch a little, put her feet up on the edge, and spread her butt cheeks. Now both her friends and the pizza guy carefully examined every square inch of her hairless crotch. They had no idea how embarrassed it was making her, but she just couldn't blush. What she did do was start to get turned on again. As she looked up at the three sets of eyes scouring her hairless pussy, she felt it start to dampen. "So I'm clean, right?" Brenda asked. "Yeah, looks good to me," Sandy said. "I agree. We did a good job," Tina said. "Could I look just a few minutes longer?" the pizza guy asked. "You're just so beautiful." "I am?" Brenda asked in disbelief. "Oh my God, yes," the pizza guy said with a look of awe. "Your body is perfect, and your face? Angelic. You're incredibly beautiful, and to see you like this, it's a wet dream come true." As the grateful pizza guy was paying Brenda some of the only compliments she had ever gotten from a guy, she felt its effect on her. Her pussy went straight past damp to soaking wet, and a little trickle, almost like a tear, came out of her. It rolled down the bottom of her pussy, over her bare skin, and pooled in her asshole. Her hairless skin was super sensitive, and Brenda felt every tiny sensation. She couldn't help but let out a quiet, shivering, breathy moan. If it wasn't obvious to everyone that she was turned on before, now they knew it for sure. Still, as embarrassed as she was, for some reason Brenda couldn't move. She just laid there, completely on display. "Would you like to masturbate for us?" Sandy asked with a mischievous grin. "I couldn't," Brenda said, but still kept herself on display. "You did it before. What's the big deal?" Tina asked. "That was different. I couldn't." "Could I?" she asked, looking up at her three admirers. "I swear, it'd be a secret I'd take to my grave. I won't tell anyone, anything, ever," the pizza guy promised. "Maybe it wouldn't have to be a secret. I bet she'd like to have a bunch of guys see her naked," Tina asked. "Oh, God, no. I couldn't stand that," Brenda said, but it was obvious she was even more turned on by the idea. Tina whispered something to Sandy, who then bolted away. A second or two later, she was back. "Here, use this," Sandy said, handing Brenda a large, bumpy carrot. It was thick from its base to its tip and covered in tiny little bumps. Brenda couldn't help but think about what it would feel like inside her. She looked up at her audience again. Sandy and Tina were obviously turned on, and the pizza guy had this almost pathetic, pleading look on his face. From out of nowhere, Brenda suddenly felt the effect her naked body was having on her friends and this strange guy, and she found she enjoyed it. Three powerful emotions, excitement, embarrassment, and power, were swirling through Brenda as she moved the carrot to her wet pussy. Wanting to revel in these new feelings, she decided to take her time and really enjoy this. She spread her pussy lips with her left hand while she guided the carrot between them with her right. Rather than use it as a dildo write-off, she rubbed the length of the carrot over her engorged clit and between her pussy lips. When the tip almost touched her asshole, she pulled it back up, the bumps sending shockwaves of pleasure through her body. She moaned openly as she looked up at the glassy eyes of her audience. Sandy and Tina were standing on either side of the pizza guy. Their nipples were hard and clearly poking through their shirts. Sandy had her hand between her legs. Tina had her legs pressed together tightly and was moving her hips slightly. Brenda thought she could see the beginnings of a wet spot between Tina's legs. The pizza guy had a big, hard lump in his pants and was hypnotized by her every move. Brenda licked her lips as she looked at his hard-on and then plunged the carrot deep into her pussy. She let out a long, breathy moan and ground her hips lewdly as she moved the carrot in and out of herself. After fucking herself for a few minutes, Brenda got a deliciously naughty idea. She took the long carrot out of her pussy and snapped it in half. Then she took an end in each hand and put one at the opening of her wet pussy and the other at the opening of her soft, tight asshole. Both the carrot and her asshole were covered in pussy juice, so Brenda knew it would slip in easily. Then, with her eyes burning holes right into the faces of her captured audience, she slowly worked both carrots inside of herself. Brenda pushed the carrot up her ass, leaving only an inch sticking out. Letting go of it, she saw it would stay in on its own, so she moved her hand up to her clit. As she vigorously fucked herself with the carrot and rubbed her clit with her other hand, lifting her ass up off the couch, she came to a thundering climax, once again, oblivious to everything around her. After she settled back down to the couch and had caught her breath, she lazily opened her eyes to look up at her audience. All three had nice-sized wet spots at the crotch of their jeans. She smiled to herself, knowing that it was because of her that they all lost control of themselves. The pizza guy blushed two shades of red and said, "That was the hottest fucking thing I think I've ever seen." "Thanks," Brenda said shyly, not knowing how else to reply. She took the carrot out of her pussy and then slowly popped the carrot out of her ass. Then, as if it were nothing, she got up off the couch and walked into the kitchen to throw them away. Using a few pieces of paper towel, she cleaned herself up and then washed off her hands. Then, still naked, she came back into the living room and sat down on the couch and opened the pizza box. "I hope you guys don't mind. I'm suddenly starving." All three just stared at her as she ate her pizza naked. "As much as I hate to, I really have to get going. My boss is going to kill me as it is," the pizza guy said, disappointed that he had to leave. Brenda gave him a guilty look and then said, "I didn't mean to get you in trouble or anything. Can you tell him you had a flat or something?" "Are you kidding? Even if I get fired, it was more than worth it," pizza guy said, smiling. "Thanks," Brenda said, bashfully. "No, thank you," he said gratefully. "You are a fucking goddess. I can't believe I've never seen you around before." "Well, I'm usually kind of quiet and shy," Brenda said as she put down her pizza and stood up to walk him to the door. "I guess you overcame that tonight," he joked. "I suppose, but please, don't say anything to anyone, please." "I promise, I won't. Anytime you want pizza, you just ask for Danny, and it's on me." "Thanks, I'll remember that," Brenda said, hiding behind the door as she watched him walk to the car. Brenda went back into the living room to find her two friends eating pizza and talking. When they came in, they looked at her, and Brenda suddenly felt naked again. With nothing else to do, she just sat back down on the couch and started eating her pizza again. "So did you have fun tonight, Bren?" Tina asked. "You know, I kind of did. I just hope he keeps his mouth shut. I think he will," Brenda said hopefully. "I think he will too," Sandy said. Brenda finished her slice and then said she was pretty tired. The girls understood and said their goodnights, telling her that tomorrow they were going to go get her contact lenses. They both watched her ass as Brenda walked into her room. When she had closed the door, Sandy said, "That hair remover stuff is permanent, isn't it?" "Yeah, but after tonight, I doubt she'll mind." "I can't believe she went so wild. Our shy little Brenda is really a gorgeous sex maniac?" Sandy asked with a smile. "Who'd have thought it? I think she's ready for more, don't you?" "What do you have in mind?" Sandy asked Tina. "Well, there is this wet t-shirt contest at the bar up the street tomorrow night." "You don't think she'd do it, do you?" Sandy asked with a smile. "Depends upon how we approach her with it. I think I know what'll get her up on stage. And once on stage, you know she'll put on a performance that'll win her first prize." "Damn, Tina. Sounds like you've got this all worked out. I don't want to do anything that'll hurt her, though, okay? She's a sweet girl. I really like her." "Don't worry. We'll watch her back." "And her front," Tina said with a smile. "But I like her, too. We won't do anything that'll hurt her or get her in trouble. She just needs to be brought out of her shell a little. There's a sweet, intelligent, gorgeous woman hiding behind those oversized glasses and that baggy clothes. We just need to help her realize it." "Yeah, and you also want to see her a peep performance of tonight, don't you?" Sandy asked teasingly. "Okay, okay, I admit it, that was fucking hot. I can't believe how turned on she got me. I mean, I can tell a pretty woman when I see one, but no one has ever had that effect on me." "Sandy, are you turning lesbo on me?" Tina asked. "Oh, come on. You know I'm bi, Tina." "Hell, after tonight, I think I'm bi," Tina said, laughing. Sorry I was so late with this episode. I didn't plan on it taking me so long to get out, which means the next podcast will probably be a little behind as well. It may take me a bit to get back on schedule. You have no idea how much work a podcast really is. So, subscribe or check my website often to see when the next episode will be up. In the meantime, I did finish Slave to My Girlfriend. It's up on Amazon now and ready to read. I'm working on getting more stuff ready as well. Don't forget to let me hear from you people. You can email me at arterotica@gmail.com or call my voicemail number 760-542-8681. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please vote for me on Podcast Alley and give me a good review on iTunes. It'll help the podcast get noticed. If you have any comments, questions, you can write an anonymous comment on my website, arterotica.com. That's arterotica.com. The music for this podcast was provided by Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com.